During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with your friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing a pic from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
You know a spot, but not just a spot. The spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
R&B money. We up. Tank. Jay Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this, my friend,
come on,
is the R&B Money Podcast.
It is.
This is the authority on all things R&B.
Where the fuck is your accent?
Hold on, my friend.
Yeah.
Be careful, my friend, what you ask for, because, you know, it's a flow in my spirit. Oh, my God. Show's going to have a certain flow today.
Yeah. Come on, mate.
You know.
Mate.
Come on, bruv.
The way we try to organize this thing is it flows, is it reaches your spirit and your insides. It kind of models poetry.
Yeah. Huh. Yes, it does. Flows so well.
It flows so well. The poetry flows so well, and you put it together, and it's like a flowing tree kind of thing. Ladies and gentlemen, it just got expensive.
Yes.
Yeah. It just the level of gift has gone to the stratospheres and outer spheres and galaxies that we've never seen. I'm just excited to be here. To talk to this young lady who's just one of the most talented human beings I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you.
Oh, her name. Can I say her name correctly? Because it deserves reverence. Marsha Ambrosius.
Amazing. Amazing. One more time for me, Ambrosius. Is that how you said it?
Ambrosius.
Okay, so some people do say Ambrosius, right?
Okay.
Then it's Ambrosius. I don't even know how to pronounce my own name anymore. I've heard it back to me so many times wrong.
How did you hear it when you were born?
When I was born, darling, I came out of the womb and they said, there she is, Marja Ambrosius.
Ambrosius.
Yeah, it's Ambrosius.
Ambrosius. So
but when I got to America, it was like, what's up, Marsha Ambrosius? Or Ambrose or Ambrose or Ambro.
Ambrosius. So it's almost like a Z.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird.
Ambrosius. I kind of like Marsha Ambrose.
I was referred to as not even Marsha Ambrose. Oh, there go Marsha Ambrose. 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 Just Ambrose. Amber Rose. That's a, yeah, and I just left it. You know what? Being in Philadelphia that Ambrosius. Long, it was what it was. But I love it.
Ambrosius.
Ambrosius.
I love Ambrosius.
Thank
love Ambrosius.
You, darling, with your wonderfully awful British accent.
Well, there are a lot of things I don't do well, and so I like to put all of them on display. So,
and there
that's
it is.
That's why we're here. Thank you, first of all.
I know. What's up, guys? I feel like that's this crack. Is a mild family reunion.
Yeah,
it is.
Like you're like one of the rare artists, one of the rare entities where you've been able to maintain a mystique about you. Mm-hmm. But every time your name is brought up, it's like a real thing still to this day.
That's lovely to hear.
Your imprint. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because you're wonderfully talented, it's because you're an awesome human being, but you're very distinct in how you approach all of it. Like, it's very much yours.
I've been my intentions have always been to do just that. I think I've been such a unique individual in this very, when I say urban space, in our R&B field. Unfortunately, on one side, it's been deemed as one thing, one toned. It's this box.
It's a box.
And then you try and do that one thing that makes you outstanding and you're seeing how long that can sustain. And you're like, okay, how long can I get away with being myself before I'm then forced into having to fine tune this thing that people are grasping towards? Because what, R&B has been the driving force
of course,
our space for however long. And it's wild that I remember doing my first solo project with Late Nights and Early Mornings, and I had so many gems in the cut, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to put this record out, and there's this one thing. I hope she cheats on you with a basketball player. Which, playing basketball my entire life, it just felt like a funny little joke, a little freestyle. I did on, what was it, Ustream we used to have at the time. Freestyled it on Ustream, and that's the thing that takes off. Not Far Away, not Sour Times, not Lose Myself, not any other record. The ratchet one, the outlandish statement. And I was like, I see R&B and hip hop doing this fusion thing where the shift is about to happen and people are going to go ratchet and there's nothing that we can do other than hold on to the reins and still try and find yourself within it. But coming from a space of, I've been able to say what the fuck I want for so long. Mm-hmm. I should be able to say what the fuck I want.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
100%.
But you have to stand on that in R&B. Mm-hmm. And some people have a way of doing it where anyone can sing your song and there's no uniqueness to it. It's just a good song and anyone can sing it. Name an artist, give it to them. But then there's me and there are very few people that are just going to say, okay, I'm going to sing a Marsha song because it's such a signature. It's so unique. Even if it's, oh, I'm trying to touch on this little thing that I think R&B is for a joke. I hope she cheats. I hope she cheats is the most ratchet thing I think I did with my space in all of its uniqueness.
Is it? Yeah, I mean,
for me. Just it, thinking about
is it
right
ratchet
now.
Or is it just slightly. Like, or is it just the truth? Like,
it's a feeling.
It's just it's a real
feeling. But I'm saying ratchet coming from me, where people are like, oh my God, Marsha. Like, say yes, Marsha. Like, yeah, you know, yeah. So it's the difference.
And
in
maybe
that.
We may look at it because we know you.
Mm. Exactly.
We may look at it differently. Mm. You know, like, it didn't surprise me.
Of course.
Hearing the record.
You know.
I'm like, thanks, it. She who?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She feel a way about these LeBrons. You know what I mean?
I'm a little better, just a little better. Yeah. I'm doing better now. And that was the song. And, you know, but it was still very much R&B.
Absolutely.
100%. At its core.
It's the truth.
And that's what R&B is. It's just the truth. Yeah. You can interpret it however
that's what it
you
should
want
be.
To.
It should R&B be. Should be the truth. R&B should be the truth.
And that's the uniqueness that stands the test of time.
And I feel like I can stand on saying that I've done so for 20 plus years now. Yeah. And that's crazy to say that you've sustained that.
You can say that. You can say that.
Thank you. But in also praising what this platform is as well, you and I have brushed shoulders that entire time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane. Mm-hmm. To go into this being, well, not front row. I only got like third row tickets to your concerts. So I couldn't even, it was sold out by the time I was getting there. So I got a freebie, got in anyway. So there I am. Oh, tank. I deserve it. Like, top of your lungs. And I'm a fan. And then coming into it, we're sharing stages together.
Absolutely.
So not saying your age or nothing. You've been doing this.
No, I say my age all the time.
No, I know. But it's like to do that in our field and really claim to not only have made R&B money, still making R&B money, still have R&B money. There's a big difference in that. Because in our field, a lot of money is exchanged.
Well, I just paid private school tuition, so I don't really got too much R&B money left this week.
No, but the fact that you can say that you had it to give that up. I know what that is. I have a door. I know what it is. It hurts.
All this jewelry is on borrowed time. I promise you that.
It hurt.
On borrowed time. If I got to pawn this shit.
You can.
So these babies can eat.
Hey, you see what I showed up in today? A black hoodie.
It will go back. And you ready to pull a caper.
I hate it. No, we're not claiming that. We're actually going to stand on business and say that we make and still have and laugh about the luxuries of kids in private school because of what we've done for 2+ decades now. That's insane and incredible.
You say it like that.
With more to come.
Yeah,
like,
with more to come.
I haven't written my best song yet.
Talk
written
about
it. Loads of them.
Yeah.
I can write so much more, like, and will. There's too much life to be had. It's too many memories to make. And just to see the reaction from people in the audience listening to these songs that we've made over that course of time and it resonating in a way, it's powerful.
Yeah.
And I respect that power. Which is why I've only released so much, like I've actually contained, because it's a responsibility. You're responsible for someone's happiness, heartache, love, life, hate, just through the songs that we make.
Mm-hmm.
It is a responsibility. And I do take it seriously. It's terrible, but
it should be, though. You ain't playing.
I'm not. My music isn't for play. Like, don't play it if you don't mean it. Like, you want a one night stand and you want to play a Marsha record, it might turn into forever.
Listen, I can think, you know what? No.
Oh, shit.
You can share.
I have a wife. What are we doing? Let's go back to the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
When does someone say, In the beginning, give me the birthplace of your unique self.
Having a crush on the guy that worked in McDonald's in Camberwell, London, England, South London. He was a friend of a kid that lived down the street. His name was Mark. I don't even know his friend's name. I just knew that he had the old school brown McDonald's uniform. Remember, like, the shitty brown with the hats and the clean, pressed shirt. Like, that McDonald's.
The shitty brown?
Like, I have... No,
so he worked at McDowell's.
Yeah, McDowell's. Not the Big Mac, but the Big Mac.
Big Mac.
So, my school was within 5 minutes walking distance. McDonald's was, like, 7 minutes the opposite direction. I didn't need to be over there, but would go over there and just stand outside the window.
That's what a crush did.
Salivating over, well, the cheeseburger, but him as well. And this song I wrote in my head at the time was called Gonna Getcha. So I was out to get him. Oh. Like,
were you high behind a tree too?
Like, it was called Gonna Getcha. Like, I was walking down the road when I saw your face. It was so terrible. You looked at me, you went away. It was like really corny, really cheesy, but the core of it and the essence of it.
I'm not mad at none of you, but you just did.
Yeah. My little, had it.
The 12, 13-year-old melody, years go by. Now I'm in my teens, where feelings are true feelings. And that turned into Butterflies. So it was, I just want to touch and kiss and I wish that I could be with you tonight. You give me butterflies. So I wrote Butterflies about him.
At what age?
I was like 16.
What?
I had to be 16, 17, because I was definitely going to that bus stop to get the 35 bus to Brixton to play for the Brixton Top Cats. I was still playing ball at that time. And I would go to that McDonald's every single time, get the bus.
How long did he work at that McDonald's?
It was like 3-4 years.
Oh, yeah. He put in time.
Yeah,
was he the manager?
I don't know. I just remember the uniform going from dusty brown to, you know, the white shirt. So maybe he was flipping burgers at first and then sweeping the floor.
Now,
like,
fries.
Now I'm on fries. And that's when the big start rolling in.
Exactly. A year or two, I make assistant manager.
Exactly. So
Butterflies
happens from that. So my unique perspective on seeing this very monotonous scenario come from innocent feelings like, oh, one day I'm going to get you to, no, I have feelings. You give me butterflies. Like, all you got to do is just walk away and pass me by. You don't even acknowledge my smile when I tried to say hello to you. Yeah. So I felt that, but really melodically and in composing certain songs like that stemmed from my obsession with Jodeci.
There's always that.
Yeah. Like Jodeci have been my reason. Okay. So Prince, Michael, Stevie, no particular order, favorite artists of all time. And they're like the umbrellas of then everyone else. Because I can say all the other names, they just go in those brackets. Stevie, every performer, writer, musician, Prince, complete rock star, abstract in his own way. Michael was just a fucking star.
Yeah. Yeah, star of stars.
Legend. Yeah. Star of stars. Hits of hits. And I loved them all dearly. I didn't want to make music until I heard the production of Devontae. Make music, like sit there, figure out.
Was anybody in your family making music though? Or no?
My dad.
Your dad was making music.
My dad
too.
Was a musician and basketball coach.
Okay.
Hence me.
Yes, you.
So it was him playing bass or lead guitar, singing in a 70s funk band called Supercharge that were actually signed to Virgin.
Yeah, Supercharge.
You know what I'm saying?
I like it. Yeah. I like it. I don't be liking all the nice niggas
when
be saying
I was
in
born.
Here.
One of them, no, like.
He, yeah, Supercharge, I'm rolling
Supercharge
with.
Supercharge is doing it. So I had that background and there's me watching my dad play all these instruments and don't touch that. And he, you know, Mr. Miyagi'd me into, okay, I'm going to touch it. I'm going to play this bass real quick. I'm going to play these keys real quick. I'm going to play, you know.
Same.
So the love for music came from just it being around me, but listening to that Jodeci era, the New Jack Swing era, I was like, what are they doing? What is this thing? Let me figure out these chords. Let me listen to these harmonies. What do you do again? And then I'm the fifth member of Jodeci vocally. I can find the other harmony in anything. Like, it's insane.
I feel like maybe I was the fifth member.
You think?
You can be six.
We can fight.
We can fight.
Like, you said that way too confidently. Yeah, too. No, I don't like
I'll
it.
Fight anyone.
I don't know if you've met Javonte.
You gave yourself a name. Okay. Nice to meet you, Javonte.
Mr. Because I'm both. I'm Mr. Dalvin.
Mr. Dalvin
and
Mr. Javonte. So yeah, Mr. So Javonte.
Yeah.
I feel you.
I don't know. There's an episode where we had KC on here.
Yeah. And he verified this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We sang.
We had on our leather.
We had on leather.
I don't know if we actually verified, but other than thanked you for being so gracious and nice and kind. But I will say, I don't know.
You might be 56, member, but I don't know if you're the 56? fifth. I said 56.
56?
Member 56.
Damn.
There's a lot of us out here.
There are a lot of us out here. There's no me. There's none.
It's your episode, so I'm going to give you this.
You got it.
Listen to any one of my songs a cappella and really hear my harmony arrangements. And just know where that comes from. So you can claim whatever your spot is.
Yeah.
I just know for me.
You put it in the music.
It's all in there.
Yeah.
All of that influence is in there. And my reasons why to create the way I create stemmed from really picking apart what that was. And it was from the interludes. Like the nerve of the interludes were just outrageous in 90s R&B. And to want to carry that further and keep the integrity of what my R&B is for me is what I've pursued this entire time. And the longevity in that is why you can sustain that. Because people want to feel exactly that. They want to fight for their sixth or seventh position that they so claim. Rep your set.
Look at her. Don't make me call Casey.
Oh, I got him on speed dial. I'll call the family. I'll call his wife. Wow.
I'll call his mama. How about that?
She loved Tank. I gotta step aside on that one.
Okay, so yeah, I'm gonna have to bow down to that one. That's fine.
No, the
but
worst.
Look at
now
that.
I'm gonna tell you the worst thing.
Who
though.
Are we fighting over 20, 30 years from now?
The worst thing is don't go to an NBA game with Tank.
Why?
Every NBA nigga's mama are the biggest Tank fans you've ever met in your life. It's so the craziest thing in the world. It's the craziest thing in the world.
I'm Unk.
I'm like, wait, who mama is that? Oh, you know, that's such a mom, man. You know, I had to go saying happy birthday.
I graduated to Unk. I'm the mama's
so
man.
That's
now.
How he trumps that all arguments. I call the mama.
Call the mama.
That's not fair.
I get their mama's tickets.
It's true.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about that.
There's nothing we can do about that. So when you're going through this phase, right, where you're becoming the songwriter and you're loving the music, you're also playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
How are you juggling the two? Because what you're talking about musically is not a locker room conversation.
No.
That's not like you're not taking the Jodeci tapes into the basketball locker room and y'all talking about the Devontae harmonies and the piano.
But my version of that was having the Walkman at the time, mm-hmm. which is shaky, juggly cassette tape, mm-hmm. advancing into the CD. It was me with my headphones and all of the teammates. Oh, Marsh, sing that song again. Sing Mary Jane.
You were that. Yeah. Oh, you were Jukebox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I love that.
That was my way of sharing it mm-hmm. and then getting the, you know, still very insecure in that arena. Didn't really want to be on any stages. Didn't want to be seen by my teammates. They're your hype.
Your biggest fan.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So they're like, nah, sing that again. Y'all Marsh, you can sing. Yeah. And I'm like.
And you putting in your time.
Yeah.
You putting in
so
your time.
So that was very intimate first experience of putting myself out there.
Yeah.
So that was my version of, okay, maybe I'm onto something. Mm. So I wasn't juggling. Not according to my dad, who was very much, you're going to be about this basketball life 100% or you're going to take music seriously. And I didn't take music seriously until I tore ligaments. Can we get the violins or some sad music for that moment? Because it was devastating. Devastating. It was tragic. Keep going. I heard the crunch
But were you in America yet?
I wasn't. I was still overseas.
You're still overseas.
I was playing a 3-on-3 pickup game at Elephant and Castle Gym. And we hadn't lost the game. And I just wanted to play one more game. We lost the last game. And I was like, nah, I'm not leaving the floor until we win again. Play music again.
Play music again.
So I played that last game. And I remember receiving the ball. Remember, it was like yesterday. I went to cross over. And as soon as I hit that pivot, crunch. It's like it ricocheted through the entire gym. And now I just want to break down and cry. Lord, help me, please. Oh, no. Yeah, it was over then. And then, yeah, you can stop now. So after that, the whole world ended. No, there's no need to get sad.
It's so great with your accent. Yeah, we're done now. Thank
yeah, we're so done now. So that's what happened. It was a movie scene. It was like slow motion. And I hadn't seen my life without basketball until that moment.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family. Or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Heartbreakingly crushing. Like, you don't picture your life without the thing that you love until you've lost it.
Yeah.
So music, hobby. I can listen to music all day. My mother's vinyl collection, outrageous. Go in the crib. Basketball, I'm up first thing in the morning. It's late nights and early mornings for basketball for me. It was practice Monday through Friday, away game Saturday, home game Sunday, repeat. I didn't have a day off, not with basketball. And then it's gone. And I was like, okay, what am I going to do? I'm going to write about it. And I got home, got a diary, got in front of my piano, and I wrote the song, If I Was a Bird. And that was about losing basketball, which was then a part of the first Flowetry album. So If I Was a Bird stemmed from Michael Jordan's documentary at the time, Come Fly With Me. I used to watch that on repeat
every
dang day. And it was, without basketball, my life is incomplete. So it's like you had me caught up in this starry-eyed world of dreams, and it's that one lost shot.
I like your jazz.
So all these songs are about flipping burgers and shooting baskets.
Regular shit. I take the most regular shit and I make it your everyday. Like most of my prolific longevity, long game, I want this music to live in the space forever. Basic sayings. It's what you gotta do is say yes. It's getting late. Why are you gonna be here? Hello, how are you? What are you up to? Nothing. I hope she cheats on you with a basketball player. It's very matter of fact.
Yeah.
Far away. And every minute you're gone, I'm missing you. So it's going to be a late night, early morning when I come home.
It just feels like, not that your universal calling will, you know, make the floor a little extra slippery at that time, or make your shoe stick to the parquet so that your knee goes to, not that it does that, right? But your calling has a way of showing itself and showing up to where you ultimately don't have a choice.
I agree with that. And that just comes with what is our gift. We can run from it if we want to. And it's going to be right there going, excuse me, the gift that I gave you, it's time for you to give it to the world because that's what you've been blessed with. And regardless of where your headspace is at, what you think this is about to be, this is actually what it is. So even when I wanted to quit, like very recently, not quit, I just feel like I've completed what I wanted out of this space. It's like Super Mario Brothers. I'm level 8, I jumped over the dragon, saved the princess, I'm out. Like, it's done. I don't need to do anymore. There's nothing to prove. I wanted to sell a couple million records, work with my favorite artists, and I did all of the things that should be someone's bucket list very early on. Like, how a song that I wrote about the Doo-Doo Brown, McDonald's, his name might have been Michael. I don't know. Like, who knows? We're just trying to figure out, where are you? I really want to know where this guy is. I didn't know years later Michael Jackson would hear a demo that was presented to him by John McClane presented to him as a Flowetry album. Like, look, I want you to hear these girls. And a part of that demo package were the original Flowetry album, including two songs that were just demos. Say Yes was one of them. Say Yes was written for Ron Isley. Me and Dre Harris did that he didn't take, but it was specifically catered to him, but he didn't take it. So he ended up doing a duet with Jill Scott for that project and didn't take Say Yes. So Say Yes is just sitting there as this lonely demo, shipped it to Babyface, didn't want it. So now it's just this outstanding song as well as Butterflies. So Mike hears this Butterflies song on this Flowetry demo, like, what's that though? Can I have that? Mike, you can have the entire album. That's what you want to do.
Can I have that?
You what else can, would you like?
No, just whatever kind of food. That's two Coming to America quotes thus far, like between the big bucks and this. Okay. So I didn't know that that's how these things were going to transpire, but you dream big enough, big dreams happen. So when it starts to happen, I can't then say, not I quit, but there's got to be more in me. If that was my start, I can't start there. And then where do you go from there, though?
Wherever you want.
You just keep going.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
That was the year 2000 that demo resurfaces, is repurposed, and Andre Harris and myself go in the B room of A Touch of Jazz, and I'm like, look, I have this record, Dre. I know that you are the guy. You did Long Walk, The Way, like my favorite Jill records. I know it's you. Let's get this. We do that demo. By March of 2001, we're in the studio with Michael Jackson telling him what to do and how to do it. Like, he's behind the glass like, yo, Mike, one more time, bit pitchy. One more time. Me with the talk back telling
that's
Michael
crazy.
Jackson.
Well,
that's
yeah.
I'm that's 23 crazy. At that time.
And you Mike, guys don't have you guys have your deal yet or no? Is Flowetry
we
signed?
Signed our deal December.
Okay.
So the end of that year. So we were already at DreamWorks. And then the album's done. So we're literally waiting for papers at that point. Two illegal aliens trying to get this record deal. Shit. So it was, hey, let's get you some visas so we can put you to work.
There is that.
Yeah. So the album, our album didn't drop until October of that following year, I think. So by the time all that was squared away. But yeah, there's Michael Jackson, like Michael motherfucking Jackson.
And the thing too, like you said, it all comes from your demos going through the hands of John McClane, who are, and at this point, he's at DreamWorks.
Right.
If you sign anywhere else,
For what?
Michael Jackson never hears.
Not even a little bit.
Or even we like to connect the dots, and when people are thinking of why I did this or why I didn't do this and all these other things and what didn't come from something, like just signing to this, boutique label.
Exactly.
Because that wasn't the like they weren't things. Like the
no,
biggest of the
we
big.
We were supposed to be with Motown. And then it's John McClane and it's Michael Jackson and it's, I might want to go that route because.
I'm going to need this Butterflies.
Sheesh.
And that's how business-wise, that's how that all kind of transpired, which is crazy. But Michael Jackson himself telling me, if this is your beginning, imagine where you're going to go.
Right.
So Flowetry go on to go platinum, couple of Grammy nods and toured for years, and then
so here's a question before you go there. Does the Michael Jackson work, just that being in that conversation and being in that room, make the Flowetry that much more urgent to the building?
Did you guys become more of a priority?
Yeah,
well, like you said before, it was still very much boutique. So it's on the rock side, it was Alien Ant Farm. On the urban side, it was ourselves, Ron Isley. What was her name? Why am I missing that right now? I really don't know what you came here for. Is it Jonelle? Is that her name? Jonelle, I think. Lovely girl. We've actually had conversations.
Was Dave Hollister there yet?
No, I don't think so.
Was he there yet?
It was very, it was contained. This is 2000 when we signed, but 2001 when all of these things started to happen. So I'm not saying there was a level of urgency now that these, I think it was a talking point. So even with our papers not being done, it wasn't like we could release the album that day. And Flowetry, the Flowetic album, we're talking a completely different time in industry. Like our first video was up for a VMA. Like we're up against Coldplay. Like we had different budgets back then. You know what I mean?
So it was, talk about it.
It was different.
Yeah.
So I had a different spoiled experience of what industry was like. Mm-hmm. And I don't think even with a Michael Jackson coming into play, when that album was released, Butterflies was still very much, and here's the demo on the actual album, the Butterflies demo that Marsha sang, and this is why.
Yeah, the fact that you guys were able to use it on the album too.
That was a DreamWorks play. And they could, because it was the same building, right. And it was like the silent, not so silent co-sign head nod.
The Michael nod.
Yeah.
These are my girls. They looked out for me. I'm looking out.
And that's what that was.
So, I think you should use it as well.
You think he said it just like that?
Or you know, the voice everybody be throwing around is just, man, you should use that shit, man. I'm telling you.
Now,
I'm telling you.
The Michael voice he gives, and you're a singer. I know you have a deep, husky voice, but preservation is key. Mm-hmm. I feel like he only had that voice. He was preserving every single ounce of his vocal to just be the icon and performer that he was.
The Jacksons
talking
talk soft.
Was
they still
they talk soft.
Yeah,
when they talk to you, they talk soft. They don't project. They don't do a whole bunch of
I'd
yelling.
I'd be cracking jokes and laughing and drinking
all
tequila.
Kind of shit.
You have to understand. I was in the studio, me and Andre Harris, in the studio with Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. It was nothing but jokes.
Did he have
Andre
beverages?
Andre is completely full beverages. What do you mean? Like bevies?
Yeah.
No.
Bevies.
Like the kids.
What about weed? Any weed?
No, but we did have smothered turkey chops and mac and cheese and strawberry shortcake from a soul food spot in New York called Jezebel's. We had that every day.
Every day.
Fried chicken.
Every day.
We might have had it every day. I put on
80 pounds. Get that macaroni over here, man.
No, it was. It was lovely. Like Paris and Prince when they were very, very young, just kids. Chilling in the studio, like was very family environment.
Yeah.
And it was a wild time.
So when you get this record placed, have you done, I mean, obviously you're getting your record deal done. Have you done your publishing deal yet? Or did people find, how did that go?
Okay, so I already had a dusty,
dusty.
your first publishing deal.
Okay.
You know, one of those. So they're just throwing me in the studio with whoever, trying to see what sticks. And then I've gone to the States on a whim to do this Flowetry thing that pans out ultimately. And then it's, hey, I've got, you know, a placement on Michael Jackson. So it only upped the ante for me. Lent to there, like, oh shit, we've got a writer who's got a Michael Jackson record.
So did you renegotiate?
Absolutely.
That's what I like to hear.
It's not gonna
in
work.
Retrospect, you kind of wish you just cashed out then and held on to all of this shit. Yeah. But yes, at the time.
But you didn't know that money got you to America.
R&B money coming to America. Yeah. And I came and had the means to do it. So
If you don't mind me asking, how much did they give you for your before you did Butterflies?
$10,000.
$10,000.
Yeah.
And did you have a crazy commitment?
No, it wasn't that bad of a commitment. Okay. But then
it was an MDRC though.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So
making sure.
If you look at it like you never had a record deal yet and you didn't know where these placements were even coming from, outrageous deal that I was then stuck into for years because of the renegotiation. Now they're trying to hold on to you and you're like, well, help me.
Yeah.
But you help got in at a time
give us 47
before,
more
before
songs.
The thresholds were created. So
you
were able to, with that one album,
do what needs
with
to
the
be done.
Album.
Move through a term.
Right.
A
so even term. Even up until Late Nights and Early Mornings, which is what, 2011, 2012, that wasn't so bad. And I've had this conversation before with record deals that were signed predating this streaming era, is how are we supposed to fulfill album commitments and terms? under those same contracts, because Tower Records don't exist. We can't do an in-store signing. There's nothing physical for me to actually give you.
Yeah.
So what stipulates in my deal that I haven't turned that around already? Because the stream is not going to do it.
You gotta go back to my contract.
Everyone has to go back to the table. We're like stuck on a deal. I'd be in a 5-album deal for 127 years.
Right. Yeah.
Now, like, as it stood, you know what I mean?
The mixtape don't count until it reaches like
2 billion streams. Like,
and
what
now it's an album?
The physicals count for this much of it. The digital only counts for this. Like,
but where does it say that in your contract? And where's the clause that even saw that?
They just automatic you, though. They automatic you based on their negotiations with
They've been talking to the digital services and platforms, which is insane. So if you write a lot of your songs and produce, so that's your 100%. And you might break off a producer if they came in and say, okay, I'm going to layer it. So I'm going to take, let's go with 80-20. So out of 80% of that record that you have and you put it on iTunes or Amazon and you put it for sale, you're getting a substantial amount of your 80% as it pertains to a sale.
Mm-hmm.
What are you getting now?
As a stream?
The fact that it starts at point. Signing these contracts back in the day, you're hype, you've got a record deal, you write, you produce, you know that your fraction of that portion of the entire composition is solely yours. Yeah. Like Butterflies, 70% mine, 70. I have that. So when it was out, it's 70, mine, all of it.
Yeah.
Now, streaming it, 70% of Butterflies by Michael Jackson is reduced to a point something?
Yeah, depending on what platform, it could be
0.003. I didn't negotiate that. That's not in my contract. You know what I mean?
But here's also the question, though, because that 70 still performs well in the traditional spaces that it performed in, right?
You do.
This digital 70 is
brand new.
It's brand new.
It's icing.
It's like we were just talking about this. It has to be negotiated better, right?
But who starts these conversations?
Well, ultimately we have to.
Yeah.
But we have to do it in a sense outside of the major corporations. We have to start it from an independent sense of saying, I will not give you my product.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. It's the same thing as if you're Nike and Foot Locker is saying, well, we want to sell your shoes for this. This is what we want to give you.
Right.
And you being able to say, no. I don't want to put my shoes in Foot Locker. I'm going to put them in Champs.
Right.
And you have to make that.
At this cost.
Right.
At this cost, right?
Yeah. So, and I think we also have to get into the super fan space of literally going direct to consumer.
So think about just saying that. Imagine when iTunes was iTunes, and if I go, oh, shit. Tank has a new release. This, what was it, Tuesdays back then? Whatever day it was. And I'm like, I want to buy your song. It's 99 cents or 99p in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to spend that entire for just you. Now with a subscription, you've reduced me to a monthly fee. So I, as the consumer, have access to everything.
To everything.
Not to specialize in exactly what it is that I want. I just have this plethora of music to go through and scroll through and not spend or invest any time in. It's kind of, what the fuck are we doing for real?
But it becomes a form of just radio in a sense.
Which isn't fair. It's not a fair game.
It's never been a fair game.
To be fair, it's never been fair, but we've managed to get that R&B money where we can and where we have and sustained it. Not a lot of us can still get on a stage live and do that part. It's very much, okay, let me rely on what the wave is right now, get something that's trending, and that's my money, if that's the money. Like, I've never been in it for that. I've been in it for the art, and I've made money because of it. So I feel like my intentions were different. Like recently, having gone in the studio with Dr. Dre, and Dr. Dre very unrealistically saying, do whatever the fuck you want. What does that mean? I can play Jesus with music? And that's exactly what we did in the studio for this project, Casablanco. Like
Casablanco.
Even when you say it, it's just this mysterious little
I'm high level.
I'm seeing the whole movie right now.
Yeah, it's a bit bigger than an album. And, you know, everyone, Marsh, when's that? It's a bit bigger than just an album. We're talking Dr. Dre here. So, yeah, what took us ultimately 2 weeks to get the grasp of what the album actually was, to implement the strings and to implement having to clear what we decided to borrow and take from this time capsule of music during a time when we didn't know where the world was going during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up out here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if we had to take the music that we cared about and make it one thing and listen to it in one space, what would that be? So it's the audacity to take Duke Ellington and Michael Jackson and George Benson and Patrice Rushen and Wu-Tang and Frank Sinatra and random things that identify us as musicians as a whole and put it in one space to then be reduced to giving it away as a soundbite or radio.
You have to now be more, what would be the word for it? Just you have to take a different chance with the music and not go into these spaces that have just always been what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And where people are making up terms and making up new ways to do bad business, which you can say, listen, you have to take ownership in it completely. It's just my opinion,
mm-hmm.
especially when if I'm fucking Dr. Dre and
that as an example, but
you can release it how you please.
Of course. Now, but
if you want to be a part of their platforms,
mm-hmm.
the only way is to give it to them either at their whatever their pricing is, or say, hey, let's negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
If you want this album, this is the negotiation to it. These are the numbers that we want. Or not, or I'm going to now, vinyl is getting cracking again. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna press it up in vinyl.
And there'll be vinyl too.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the game we're in.
But there's a way
that is where we're at.
Consumers to absolutely get from any artist that they care about. It's just, where are you gonna find us?
But I think it's a way to do both, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a way to, you know, feed the system, but also from a super fan aspect or mm-hmm. from the desire of the super fan,
mm-hmm.
still supply the experience in a way that you want them to have by creating the space that they have to come and get it from. If you're a super fan, if you desire to really experience this the way it's supposed to be experienced, that out there is just they have the music.
I don't but the even experience remember getting your like radio, your boombox, and waiting for the radio station to come on and praying that they play that record and press and record, even with the DJ mm-hmm. yelling all over that shit, and you rewind it, crank it up until the end when it's fading out. There's no urgency with music like that anymore, or listened to in a way where we had it. It's like we had a spoiled experience of the way we listen to music, or the way it was presented to us.
Right.
Like right now, it's may as well be friggin' what's them singles websites, Tinder, swipe left if you don't like it.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family, or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected. Whether you're at home or on the go, you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode, connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G4U.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So yeah, it was creating orgasms through music is my thing. So imagine having Casablanca as a landscape and this very unrealistic, elevated version of life from a billionaire's perspective. What are those orgasms like now? So walking into that studio and hearing, I mean, imagine hearing Say Yes for the first time, but the melodies I heard for this for the first time, I now have to create different orgasms. So without getting too kinky, for me, no, this is how I operate. If I walk into a studio, I'm seducing every single instrument that's implemented into the composition.
Mm-hmm.
We fucking basically.
Yeah.
You have to fuck the music. You have to fuck that shit up. And you can't, there's no friction there. It's all smooth. So with every musician that Dr. Dre had in that studio, whether that was Bluetooth, Focus, Trev, Dem Joints, Sly, all of these elements had to get fucked up to make it one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you press play and it's this symphony, all of these elements are giving each other space and energy and intimacy all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on where your spot is, if it's sometimes it's my neck, sometimes it's my kneecap, sometimes it's a brush of my arm and it's seductive. that's what music is supposed to do. And I've been doing that for 2 decades plus, starting from that one. I'd say that was the sexiest song to that particular time frame that I'd done, and continued to go on and do way more, whether that was 69 and So Good with the interns, and even Late Nights and Early Mornings with Rich Harrison. It was just all of these moments of sex through music. And you want to be that.
You damn right.
You want to be that. You do. When you do your concerts, you're like, I'm your threesome. Mm. I'm the threesome. You're in that room.
Is that how
you're listening to
tour?
That.
That's how you're going to promote the tour?
I'm stealing so much of your lingo. I'm downloading.
I want all
every
my credit.
Fucking thing
and what'd you take? 20%? I'll take. I ain't taking point nothing. Okay. So
how about
that
0.003?
I ain't taking it.
I will call you and let you know you are in 9 compositions.
Done.
Jesus. Right.
But that's what we do.
There's a hierarchy of sensual moments. And Say Yes is right on that top tier, mm-hmm, with Untitled.
Mm-hmm. That's up there.
Like there's a high level, mm-hmm,
yeah,
of songs that are automatically intimate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Automatically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No one's talking.
Right.
Everyone's just trying to figure out who's gonna go first.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
When, yeah, those top tiers, so, like the song comes up with this.
Just don't read the room wrong.
Right, like, where's this going, yeah, exactly?
Don't be the nigga trying to go first, and the room ain't really trying to go with you.
They played the song. I didn't know what you want me to do. I didn't know. It wasn't time. I was early. No.
There is a time and place.
Yes.
But it's great to have those records.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Like, you know the moment in the show where you're like, okay, you know where, yeah, this is going. Yeah. You play that first
chord
and
your
you
song.
Know it.
During my piano segment, I've performed
you
it.
Must.
With my shirt
and
off.
And you know what happens? You've seen that effect.
See, look at me.
So you understand the power in that.
And as you said, I become the threesome.
Exactly.
Not, you know, not figuratively. Because I have
I
a
want
wife.
The audience to have that.
Yes. That experience
it's
with you.
It's such,
yes,
a compliment. Like, having been coined a lesbian for so long, and I don't know, it's the tomboy. Yeah, it's the lesbian. There she is. It's my, like, I don't know. I've been completely comfortable with my sexuality it's the last thing I would hide about me based on the music that I make.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't mind that attention, mm, or that want for you to me to be. It's intimate. That's perfectly fine. It's the music. I want to be your threesome. However that goes, whatever your preference, it's you give your, it's the power in it. You give that sex away. You can't help who's going to be turned on.
I can't.
We don't know what turns on.
I can't. I'll be trying, yeah, to tell my wife, babe, you can't manage.
It's
how it comes to me. Yeah. You can't.
You about to get this nigga stabbed.
And don't get stabbed. And your wife knows I love her. Don't stab him. But this is the responsibility of what it is.
We are superheroes.
He's going.
Straight, gay, whatever it is, the music is whatever it is.
Yeah.
We give it away and it's,
yeah,
intimate.
And you let the people interpret it.
Let them dance with it.
Yeah.
Take
it's
it and dance.
Intimate. Like One Night Stand. This song, One Night Stand, when the concept of the song came to me, it was because of how the music sounded. And I was like, oh, this is the morning after we fucked, for sure. Mm. This is exactly sounds like the triumphant, who the fuck is that in the covers? I don't even know. The dick was amazing.
Who was that in the covers?
We'll never know. Look, check the toes, like boomerang. Oh, yeah, I know exactly who that is. And that's perfectly fine.
Yep.
But it was that morning after sex. Mm-hmm. It was... You're under those covers looking at the ceiling like, we should fuck again one more time just to make sure it was that good. And then you do. You're like, oh shit, is this forever then? Are we in love? No, it was just one night.
You just say that earlier. If they listen to the music,
your one night could be forever.
Your one night could be forever.
And that's okay too. And that's how we
that's
make...
That's not always okay. It's not always okay.
Yeah, 18 years from now, I shall not be responsible for any child support incurred, nor the godmother of any of your children. Yeah.
Are you giving us a win, though? Like a win? Like you're really giving us... You're giving us the magical pitch, right? You're giving us all of the...
When do we get to
all
hear
of
it?
The intimate details and the intricacies.
Well, we can go off camera and I can play you a couple
of
things.
Oh, that's all we needed to hear. Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, can I give actual dates? Can I say a date? I'm looking off camera right now. So we can say a March date, you will be getting something.
Ah! Okay.
Okay.
End we of like March, it. Something like is it. Coming. And it's going to be a cool summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like, turn your piano up.
It's
man.
On, man.
Come
I got on, it
man.
On.
Come on,
been...
man. Come on, man.
You know, I just. So speak of us being superheroes. In our respective fields, we. A lot of the music that we've sang and we've. Written and produces. It's all well and good. But there's a lot of music that has inspired you to do what you do. So the people who watch the R&B Money podcast, they want to know.
What they want to know, champ?
They want to know.
They want to know.
Want to know.
They want to know.
Your top five
of all time.
Top five. Your top five R&B singers. R&B songs.
Damn.
We wanna know. We want the flow. Just let it go and let us know your top five.
No particular order.
Order.
Two of those spots will be placed, whether they should or shouldn't be anyone's top five, but they're the vocalists of vocalists for me.
Mm-hmm.
Luther Whitney.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Those two spots are just taken.
Yes.
So now I'm down to three.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson takes like three versions of himself because I love ABC Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I love Off the Wall Mike.
Mm-hmm.
But Dirty Diana Mike did something else to me.
Mm.
So it's almost like he's three in one.
He is. Not almost. He absolutely is.
He's him.
Can you have Casey and JoJo as one vocal?
Yes, you can. You can do whatever you want to do.
Okay, now for two voices to be so different and complement each other in such a way that made them one hasn't been matched to this day to me.
No.
Because listening to the difference of a very sensitive, almost soprano JoJo in its pure high tone to Casey's growl, it's almost like you'd be threatened to sing off the KC. But not if you're JoJo. Anyone else, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
but not if you're JoJo.
And it's only because it's been recently, like Donny Hathaway. And it took me a couple of different people that would have been in my top five, but someday we'll all be free. That song, I don't think I could not cry if I hear it. Mm. And it's the power in a vocal being able to do that to me.
Yep.
And five is unfair because it means I don't get to mention who currently holds spots, whether that's Jasmine Sullivan.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, and what she can do with her vocal.
Keep going. 6, 7, 8,
like,
nine.
There's
75.
Tina Marie, what she did with her vocal.
Top 9.
Top 9. Like, there's, but this is all
12.
Stevie Wonder. It's not fair.
It's not fair.
The stories that he can tell with his tone before even lyrics come into it and claims he can't see. We know that you can see. It's fine.
You going there? Okay. All right. Because I'm not getting in that. You and Tank. I'm not getting in that.
We agree.
I didn't say I didn't agree.
I said I ain't getting in.
I'm just not getting in that.
Yeah.
I see us in the park. Do you?
Man, I don't want no smoke, Stevie. I don't want no smoke.
I love Stevie. From what I hear, Stevie can fight. I'm not gonna do this with you, Marsh.
Say quick. Say quick.
Cap.
I'm not gonna do this with you,
Cap.
It's not fair. How dare there's a ribbon in the sky for our love? Is there? Is there a ribbon in the sky? Is it up there for our love?
I've actually never seen one in the sky. So
he did.
Yes. He has.
That was a lob.
That was a lob. Yeah, yeah.
I threw that one left-handed too.
He's baby.
That was Dwayne Wade.
Okay, here we go.
Get out of here.
Your top five R&B songs.
Five.
Okay, because we didn't. You say that because we didn't need to get
top 27. You just
okay. Oh, I Want to Spend the Night by Bill Withers.
We're gonna Bill Withers.
Ooh.
I want to spend. I want Anthony Hamilton to cover it, and I feel like you get a Grammy.
Come on, man.
Just saying.
Where you at, Anthony? You heard it.
That's one of my favorite songs. The Breakup Song by me.
Okay, come on. Might as well. We gonna get our
because
our publishing for all you niggas out there making y'all playlists.
The Breakup Song was like, listen to that shit.
Yeah,
that came from a really.
So
honest...
is that your favorite song of yours?
No,
yeah. Oh.
I have way more than that. But we're talking about you said top five, if I was going with songs, like who wrote that shit melodically and did that?
You did that.
It's
you.
In there.
Talk to yourself.
That's who.
You.
It's in there. I Can't Help It. Thank you, Stevie, for giving that to Mike.
Looking out for the bro.
Definitely looked out for the bro.
Mm. Mm. What a joint, too.
See, with this five, the Bad album.
Mm-hmm.
Can we have that as like one entire song?
The Bad
song?
Album.
The
because most people
the,
listen,
no listen listen
people
off the
don't
wall
give
is
bad
great
respect
bad,
I love it
bad
I
is
doing.
The most
the
I am
I love
him
what you're doing.
Album ever created. Thriller, okay, fine, you're doing what you're doing still to this day. To follow that shit up and have the nerve to say I'm bad, there's no skips on there, that's one whole thing. Remember the Time is shit.
How you cooking?
Okay. Forever My Lady, Jodeci.
Come on.
Because
come
they
on.
Were four
come on with it.
Very young black men with Dr. Martens on and like see through the Zipper Jones.
Way before Prada making that.
So see you're having my baby.
Short suits.
And it means so much to me.
That the second line
there's nothing
is the
more
most
precious.
Important line.
You know what I'm saying? It's and the it, narrative that we were giving 90s black men to love and support the family bond. Mm-hmm.
I'll be talking in my accent after this for the rest of the
day. Now you've got the rest of your couple hours to go.
You've seen too many episodes of Top Boy.
Gangs of London.
That's a good one. Well, I've lived in America for like 20 plus years, so if I'm around you guys, I'm Philadelphian. Long enough.
What
this is
y'all
the
do?
Camera.
What y'all do?
You know what?
See, kind of.
Let me see. One more second. Can we get it, Jay?
We need it.
We get it.
We need it.
I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying no name where you was. Who you was with. What you did. Don't say shit. I ain't saying no names.
Perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perfect timing. Perfect timing. Very special segment of the show. It's called I Ain't Saying No Names.
Mm-hmm.
Where you give us a story, funny or fucked up,
mm-hmm.
or funny and fucked up. Only rule to the game. You can't say no names. I mean, it could be overseas, middle sea, under the sea, wherever you want to be. All you got to do is tell a story without saying no names.
Okay. There was this one time.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
On tour. And there was a day off in Amsterdam. So said artist decided to partake in what you do when you're in Amsterdam, which was get high, like really high, like spark up in the hotel. The concierge lit you up high and it's, you just checked in. It's noon. And
it's noon.
That artist proceeded to smoke, go to a cafe across the street. There was a menu full of delicious treats like marshmallow s'mores and cookie dough and stuff like that. And it infused with...
With more of it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, so, Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Amsterdam. So, of course, they picked the marshmallow s'more one. Took that to the face and they were even more high. So on this day off, before you know it, sun up, sun goes down. What happens in Amsterdam? Red light district. So that artist and the band decide to go down there and see what all the fuss is about. So in doing so, you look through a couple of those glass windows. It's some sexy shit. And you find yourself in there and you're high. So this artist goes in there, gets up to whatever, comes back outside, finds a sex shop, goes in the sex shop and buys a sex toy. So this artist then decides that it would be a good idea to go back to the hotel and try this thing out. It was from Amsterdam. Might be a different feeling. I don't know. So, lobby call for the departure of the tour bus to take that artist to the next city was coming up. So they decided to take all of their stuff out the room, take the sex toy, get on the bus before anyone else gets on this actual bus, and partake there so they wouldn't pass out in the room and, you know, miss lobby call.
Okay.
Made sense to that artist at the time.
Okay.
So get all the stuff, get the code to the bus, put the bags, you know, where they're supposed to be, get in the bunk. Now, if you've been on tour, you know when the generator is not on. It's pitch black on them buses. Pitch. You can't see shit but work out one bunk, two bunk, feel your way down to the bottom. You're in the middle bottom bunk. Knows that artist. Not the one on the right, the one on the left. I told them to get in that bunk. So the artist got in the bunk that belonged to them, or so they thought. Batteries were included. And they proceed to go to town with this toy for however long it took to not only forget what actually happened, but wake up the following morning as the bus is in motion. So whatever happened in between going has just done a don't recall what the fuck. The artist then woke up while the bus is moving. So the bus is moving. That means everybody's on the bus.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is the fucking sex toy, is this artist thinking? They go to, what did they say? They went to lean up to go. It's still in between said thighs where it previously allowed the artist to pass out. And it's still on. It switches on. The artist is now having what feels like a multiple orgasm while banging their head on the top of the other bunk, trying to pretend that nothing's happening, that they've lost something. Oh, I can't find it. You can hear commotion. What the fuck is going on? Finally find the switch. It's off. They look out the bunk. Everyone's kind of, you know, rustling curtains to like see what the fuck has happened. And the sex toy packaging is just everywhere. Like, you know, that plastic that you can't
it's
rip
hard,
apart.
It's tough.
You know, when
plastic,
you get your kids
it's
something for Christmas and you're like, why the fuck did I get this shit? I don't even know how you can't. There's no scissors for it. You're breaking shit. And I think that artist was talked about for the rest of the tour. And that's the story. I'm sticking to it. No names.
Wow. They really wanted it. Whoever it was just could not wait.
It just couldn't wait.
Had to have it. A bunch of it.
It was amazing. Or so they told me.
Amsterdam.
Days off in Amsterdam. It's a song, Drake. I'm telling you now.
Days off in Amsterdam.
It's a great way to wrap it up.
First of all, thank you so much for coming.
You are so
welcome.
What
I mean? We consider you family and
likewise.
But your time, your energy, your artistry, all of these things mean something to us.
Thank
and so we value
you.
Thank you.
Your
thank
presence. You. And we value March.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
One night stands only.
That's what you said.
Unless
you
they know. Turn into forevers and then you're welcome.
Hey, you're welcome. Sometimes you got to experience what the experience is going to be like in order to know if you want to continue experiencing a thing.
Exactly.
So thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. This is here for you anytime.
Appreciate
anytime. Mm-hmm. And thank you.
You say that thank you guys. My family.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B.
Yeah.
And she is her. Marcia Ambrosius.
See? Wonderful.
Go again.
Ambrosius.
Come on now, I'm from the womb, Ambrosius.
R&B Money.
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/RMB Money.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.